You've likely heard the nation's air traffic control system is antiquated. For several years now, the FAA has been slowly rolling out ways to modernize it. The umbrella term is NextGen. Today, the number two official with the FAA, Mike Whitaker, is in town. And earlier, he spent a few minutes giving me an update on what's happening with the air traffic control system overhaul right here in Atlanta. What I want to do, even before we get started talking about NextGen, is just play an example. Now, you all actually provided to us this sample, and the scenario is a pilot's being rerouted because of weather, and the air traffic controller is informing the pilot exactly what kind of roadways in the sky he needs to take in order to avoid the weather. Let's take a listen.
Charlotte Clearance Delivery, American 1912, looking for a full route clearance to Seattle.
American 1812, roger that. You are clear.
So what we hear air traffic control read back is not exactly what the pilot said. For example, the flight number, we hear both 1912 and 1812.
Well, the readback procedure is designed to catch those kind of discrepancies. So I would say they happen constantly in this type of communication. And those readback procedures are there so you're able to identify when those errors happen and they can be corrected.
All right, let's go on with the transmission here.
75 Whiskey, direct Kilo Delta 78 Uniform, direct Hicox, Hotel India Kilo Oscar X-ray, direct Kilo Uniform 81 Sierra.
All right, I'll bring this down, and here what's happening is air traffic control is giving vectors, what you'd consider interstates in the sky. He's saying go through, for example, Nashville and on to Nebraska and several other points that lead to Seattle. So explain for us what exactly the pilot is doing at this point.
Well, in this situation often occurs when there's been a change in weather. And so you may have filed one flight plan, but now because of conditions changing, you have to have a different flight plan. So all of those points that you've mentioned, the waypoints, get communicated, and the pilot's going to be writing these down and taking notes of everything that the controller says, and then the pilot will proceed to read that back to make sure that what he's taken down is correct and is what the controller said.
All right, let's check back in with them.
All right, it's American 1912 clear to Seattle via the Bob Z1 departure, Nashville transition, direct Kilo, Kilo, 4-5 Kilo.
This seems like a complex way of doing things. Obviously, safety is built into this system because with the pilot reading back what air traffic control heard, then air traffic control has the opportunity to correct anything. But this does seem like a really cumbersome process that is still open to human error.
Well, and I think also if you think about a line of airplanes on the ground dealing with a thunderstorm that's going to cause a rerouting, that controller has to have that communication with every airplane. And each of these communications, as you can tell, takes several minutes. One of the components of NextGen is what we call Datacom, which is basically putting a texting feature between the controller and the pilot into the cockpit. So now the controller can send all of that data to the pilot with the press of a button, and the pilot will see that information and can just push a button saying, yes, I accept that information, and then it goes directly into the pilot's, to the airplane's flight management system, instead of the pilot entering each waypoint into it manually.
So not only does it make the process quicker, it actually eliminates at least a few options or opportunities for human error.
It's much quicker and much less prone to error, so much more efficient in that regard and safer, frankly.
We've been hearing about NextGen for years now. How much progress have we actually made kind of toward the final goal, the end of this implementation?
Well, NextGen is a term that really covers a massive overhaul, if you will, of the entire air traffic system. So it's taking us from a radar-based system to a GPS-based system so that the controllers are using a much more accurate and data-rich form of being able to watch airplanes. It takes us from this voice communication to the data communication. And on a navigation front, takes us to a GPS and much more precise navigational ability. So it's a major infrastructure project. We're about 6 years into implementation. It's really designed as a 20-year program. But we've finished the basic core infrastructure of this. So the air traffic control towers and centers are already now operating with this new technology. And we're building in more procedures now to allow the efficiencies of the system to come forth.
Atlanta, of course, proud to be home to the world's busiest airport, so it would make sense that a lot of this next-gen technology would be rolled out here, or at least tested in Atlanta. Talk about what we're seeing here in Atlanta at Hartsfield-Jackson, Atlanta Center, and other facilities that may be rolled out to other airports and cities in the near future.
Well, Atlanta has been in the forefront of deploying next-gen technology, but there's one technology that we deployed in Atlanta last year called Wake Recat. And what that is every airplane creates a wake off of the wingtips, similar to what a boat does in the water. And so you separate airplanes to make sure that the trailing airplane is not impacted by that weight. We've been able to recalculate with much more precision how much distance you need between aircraft. And in the case of Atlanta, it's allowed us to increase capacity by 5%. So in a situation where you're talking about the world's busiest airport, 5% is a huge capacity gain.
Delta, being the dominant player here in Atlanta, is a big part of this. I can remember back in, I think it was 2011, reporting on Delta's opposition, at least soft opposition, to some of these efforts. Its CEO saying that really it should be up to the airlines to implement this type of technology at their pace, not really top down from the FAA. So the kind of interesting thing is now you have Delta on board. In fact, Delta is working with the FAA here in Atlanta today on this. So what changed?
Well, I think one of the key components of how we're rolling out NextGen is to have very intensive interaction with stakeholders. So we have a NextGen advisory committee that includes all of the airlines, manufacturers, avionics makers, the air traffic controllers unions, the pilot unions, and we decide together what are the priorities and how should these technologies be rolled out and what needs to happen to make sure they roll out properly. So when you're rolling out a complex technology, if you don't have all those stakeholders at the table, it's very difficult to get the users to use the system or the controllers to embrace the system. So I think that's been really the key. So it's not a top-down approach, it's not a bottoms-up approach, it's everybody working together through the NextGen Advisory Committee to make sure NextGen is a success.
And you're in Atlanta today to speak with Delta as part of this advisory committee. Talk about that relationship.
Well, the NextGen Advisory Committee is chaired by an airline CEO traditionally. So it's rotated between JetBlue, Alaska, and currently Delta holds that chair. It's a two-year term. So Richard Anderson has been chairing that for the past year and has had an opportunity to see up close some of the great work that's going on between industry and the FAA in rolling out this technology.
This sounds like a benefit to air traffic controllers, to pilots, to airlines. What will the flying public notice, if anything, about NextGen?
Well, I think there are a couple of very significant advantages for the general public. These types of technologies can reduce delays, which I think we're all happy about when we're flyers. It can make ground operations much more efficient. And from a broader perspective, it ultimately reduces carbon emissions because the aircraft don't have to circle as long, they can take more efficient routes, and they don't have to sit on the runway idling away while they're writing down reroutes from controllers if they have datacom.
A local air traffic controller and I were discussing NextGen off the record, and he talked about working with newly installed equipment at Atlanta Center. And his take is some of the benefits of this are minor, but he says the value that he sees anyway is in the equipment's expandability. What do you make of a comment like that?
The equipment that we have installed in the centers and throughout the system have much more flexibility. They talk to each other through a networked mode rather than individual lines of communication. They allow you to add capabilities going forward, and they give you a lot more information about what's going on in the system. So NextGen is really designed to get that new technology in place and then continuously build new capabilities and efficiencies on that technology. It takes time, but I think we have seen that the carriers and the controllers tend to really embrace the changes because they can see the efficiencies and the benefits.
Is NextGen progressing as quickly as you think it should?
I think it's progressing on schedule, particularly based on the budget that we receive. Of course, we're subject to the budget process and annual appropriations, if you will. So there have been setbacks when the government shut down, when there was sequestration, but we seem to have reached a more stable point. So we're deploying about $1 billion a year in rolling out next gen. And in the last few years, it's stayed very much on schedule, and we anticipate that to continue.
What is the system's useful life at this point?
Well, it's, you know, this is going to be something where if you think about your home computer, you get periodic software upgrades to the system. So we have those planned into the technology that runs the centers and the towers. So it'll be a constant process of keeping the equipment up to date, keeping the software up to date, and adding new technologies as the technology develops.
Well, all right. We'll close with that. Mike Whitaker is Deputy Administrator of the Federal Aviation Administration, and we've been talking about efforts to modernize the air traffic control system, commonly referred to as Next Gen, specifically how it affects us here in Atlanta. Mike, thank you for the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Jim.
This is Closer Look.